I'm joined by Rory Smith to talk about, well, change, as we often do, and being able to assess it and being able to look back on it. I was struck by the aftermath of the excitement last night was immediately for a lot of people to quite defensively go, oh, well, it's not made that much difference anyway. As soon as the Champions League 24 settled after the 36 had been whittled down. I would sort of point out, Rory, a lot of teams have had to, for want of a better phrase, pull their tripe out across the last two or three match days in order to make sure it looks relatively calm, in a way that it's fair to say a lot of those sides never seem to have to do prior to this point. But also to point out that whilst, you know, there might not be that many shocks as to who isn't in the top 24, there's going to be a fair few good sides that are not going to be in the last 16.
Yeah, I think a lot of the it's hard for me to separate to an extent, because I think I was quite open-minded about the new format, largely because I was really bored of people complaining about the group stage. That was my main. I didn't really want the group stage to change, but I was just really sick of people whinging about it. And I think we have all forgotten, in the kind of the general discourse, like how much people used to complain about the group stage and how boring. And it was one of those where it got so bad that it was boring listening to people saying how boring it was.
Yeah,
it was no longer like a novel thing to say, well, actually, I think the group stage isn't very good. And I think that was probably the general consensus. So just in the interest of not having to listen to that anymore, I was a bit like, okay, this could work. And overall, I think it has been better, partly just because it's been different. And it's changed the equation. Everyone knew beforehand how you qualified from the Champions League group stage. And I think because no one's been exactly certain this time, that's lent it a sort of degree of freshness. In that context, I actually thought what happened on Wednesday night was relatively drama-free. There was a little bit around, as we knew there would be, like the 23rd and 24th spots, and Sporting Lisbon like sneaking in right at the last with a draw at home against Bologna. And there was a sort of underestimated subplot, I think, around who was going to finish eighth. Because there was a point where it looked like it might come down to goal difference between Dortmund, Bayern and Real Madrid. And that was, for maybe 15, 20 minutes, no more than that, that was genuinely quite interesting.